Rossi, what happened?
Oh, it was amazing this morning. Went to work, obviously stopped off to get a coffee at Starbucks. Mm-hmm. I was in the queue there. There was a car in front, Range Rover, went ahead of me. I ordered my coffee and got to the counter and they said, the person in front of you's paid.
Love when that happens.
That's cute. Do they know that you were the infamous, famous Big Rossi, maybe?
No, I was thinking maybe they feel sorry for me, looking at my head or something. But no, but I said, why? To the man, he said, sometimes they do this. This happens a lot.
Wow, that's cool. It's like you pay it forward.
I like that.
So did you say, okay, then I'll pay for the guy, the next person who comes through? Should I have not asked that?
No, but the guy actually said to me, he said, no, you should do something else for someone else, he said.
That's super cute.
He said that's a thing. Have you ever had that?
It's a thing, especially at drive-thrus. It's a lot of people do that. It's like a chain reaction. You show up, someone's paid for you, and you just kind of continue the chain.
Wow. I wish I got more food then.
It's unfortunate if the family behind you has got like 9 people in the car.
Yeah.
So like, I'll pay for it. How much? No, 432.
But yeah. I don't understand though, because how do they know how much? Because they must hear the order.
They
or whatever.
Already have the order. They placed. Already. Yeah.
Ah. Hold on. What was baffling you then? What
I was just thinking, like, how do they know what I'm going to have or whatever? But they They must get the order through already. You
the
know
person
what I mean?
In front, because by the, you know, obviously it's a system. So by the time they get to the window where
your
they're getting their drinks,
placed.
Yeah. So it's like a little cycle.
I just thought that was nice.
It
was
really nice. I don't think awesome.
That try to do that. Yeah, that's nice.
In my country, I don't think that would happen.
No?
No, it just goes to show
really?
Where we live. It's amazing, isn't it?
I mean, this is astonishing to say and may shock a lot of people, but it does happen in the US a lot.
Does it? A lot of people do it,
yeah.
Huh?
Well, this
I think it's super cute.
This person was in a Range Rover.
A bit of money, you're saying. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
It was nice.
Yeah, we'll take some calls. Anyone done anything like that to you? Has anyone actually passed on, just done a bit of random acts of kindness?
Yeah.
Has anyone ever just done something for you that you've gone, oh, that's super cool. I like that.
Yeah, it's cool.
0487155444. Shane, how are you?
I'm doing great. Yep.
Good, man. Random acts of kindness. What happened to you?
So I used to be in the military in the United States, and I would say almost once a week, we would go out to eat, a group of friends, and by the time we would get up to pay, a veteran or somebody that used to be in the military would have completely paid for all of our meals, not just one, maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 people.
That's cool.
So what we started trying to do is if we would see, because most veterans in the U.S., they like to wear, you know, Korean War hat or something, something you know right away usually. So we tried to start, you know, asking the waitresses what they ordered and this and pay for their meal before they could pay for ours, kind of, because we were getting 2-3 meals of free a month because of the generosity of them, you know.
Super cute. It's sort of
that's
like you all
wonderful.
Know each other. Like you got this group that, you know, it's unspoken, but you just know and you're paying for each other's meals.
Yeah.
It's super cute, man. That's
so
nice. I like that.
It's heartwarming to hear, you
100%,
know?
100%. Thanks, Shane. Appreciate the call, man. We'll go to Banesh. Banesh, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Chris. How are you?
Now, you did a random act of kindness, did you?
Yes, I did. I did.
What did you do?
There was a family. Actually, me and my family, we were just about to step into our Indian restaurant one evening a couple of weeks back, and there was a family standing outside actually taking out his purse and checking whether he's got the money in. And he had 3 kids, and each kid was ordering random food, you know, left, right, and center.
Yeah.
Whatever they wanted, and they were looked at, the husband and wife were looking at each other. I knew for sure they didn't have that kind of money in the pocket. And then what I did was, I said, you come in, step in, don't worry about it.
Oh, that's very cool.
And they ordered whatever they wanted. I told the steward, the bill is on me.
Good on you, mate. Good on
you. And they both started, the parents of the kids started crying, you know.
Aww.
One of us. I felt so sorry.
Yeah, man,
horrible.
Tough. It's tough for some people, especially, you know,
I know.
Where we at. So if anyone can do anything, like, Banesh, what's the restaurant, man? Give the restaurant a shout-out. Where's it at?
That was Gazebo.
Okay. Oh,
Gazebo.
Very cool.
Nice.
Gazebo, man. Lovely stuff, man. Yeah. I love that. Keep spreading it, man. You hear one thing, you know, that's what it is. A bit of a domino effect. One person does one thing for someone, and then you feel like you want to continue it. Mm. Joe, you do it often as well, you're saying?
I do. I'm a nightmare for children in shops when they don't have enough money for their sweets and they're not with their parents. I don't advocate buying children lots of sweets, but it breaks my heart. And aww, I've done it a few times with people wanting, like, they don't have enough money for the groceries, so I top up the money for the groceries and stuff like that. Not big, massive bills of groceries, but, you know, the local shop type of stuff.
Right, right.
Yeah, if it's like 11 dirhams here or 12 dirhams here or here, yeah, it's 25 dirhams.
Yeah, really. We are living in Dubai. I'm not made of money by any means, but yeah. I just always think, oh, I can't let them go without, especially the kids. It breaks my heart.
No, I get you, man. I feel you. That's so true. I mean, hey, listen, if you're doing something today, and you know that you can help someone out, even if it's paying like a dirham in the parking meter,
yeah,
or whatever it is, try to do it. It is really important paying it forward. I mean, Rossi today got his coffee paid for him, and he's already paid it forward just by being on the show this morning.
He came.
That's the type of guy I am.
He rocked up, you know. It's not. Nice, Ross. Thanks. Yeah,
no worries.
Thanks, mate.
Chris, has anything like that happened to you?
Not really. I mean, occasionally, like, no, I mean, I like to sometimes surprise, like if sometimes in restaurants, or if I'm eating and someone comes up and takes a selfie, like over the weekend we're at the Cheesecake Factory at the Dubai Mall.
Yeah.
And a bunch of girls were having a little birthday party there. They were like, I think they turned like 16.
Aw.
And they came up and took some photos with me. And then I just paid for their bill.
That's cute.
And then they came up, oh my gosh, you didn't have to do that. I'm like, no, it's fine. Like, I think little things like that, because it's just that, you know, it's just that love that you want to spread across, you know, mm, being nice. All right, Ross.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Yep.
As you go through your drive-thru.
Yep.
You have to pay for the person behind you.
Oof.
Dude, it's coffee.
I don't know.
It's going to be like 12 dirhams or something. Maybe 20.
Can't I just do something more thoughtful that doesn't involve money?
What?
You can.
You know, like...
You just got paid.
Like
it was payday yesterday. You must
make them like a nice card or something from pasta and...
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Just
so
do it
tomorrow, right? You got to document it.
I don't know.
I want to see you in the drive-thru and I want you to... I want to hear the... Hey, we're going to grab the coffee from behind me.
Oh, I can't. I suffer.
I'll give you the money.
All right.
I'll give you the money.
Rossi! Okay.